know if you guys know this. It's balls cold outside.
Dude, how many snow games?
Whoa. Short. Ian, shorten that shit. Shorten it. Make it smaller.
Balls. There we go. Yes, it's cold. Let me tell you something. How many different snow games did we see this weekend? Two. Okay. And both of them had an effect. Okay. One was in a dome, and boy, was that the upset of the week. Mm. Plus, we need to talk about her and, well, that game and previewing the championship and who's going to go to the Super Bowl. And
also, Ohio State be Ohio State.
Yeah, they did. They were mad, and boy, did they. And they beat up. And let me tell you something. I loved this, but we'll get more to that as this is the BS Big Show for January 21st, 2025. That's Chico. I'm Jason, and this guy's Ian.
Yes, it is. Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, fellas, and I want to be very serious now. I would greatly appreciate it that you not dwell upon the weather. You got that?
No problem.
Unless it pertains to the specific games that we're going over. Other than that, because I can only play that Ohio temperature forecast sounder.
We're not doing
that again. We ain't doing that again.
No, we're not. But we're starting with this team.
Are you ready for it?
That's Redfall.
Maybe, hold on. It may be Redfall, but the fact of the matter is, okay, here's the crazy thing. CJ Stroud outplayed Patrick Mahomes, right?
Right.
Okay. Houston outrushed Kansas City by 100 yards, right?
Right.
By any other metric, if Houston Texans should be in the championship game, right?
Right.
Wrong. As Patrick Mahomes continues his incredible run, he is going into his seventh consecutive AFC Championship game as a starter. He has never lost in the divisional round. He has never lost a playoff game in this. 7-0. The Kansas City Chiefs won 23-14, but did the Texans outplay them for the most part? Yeah, they did. But Kansas City had to come back late. So, Patrick Mahomes, 16-25, 177, one touch, three sacks. Kareem Hunt was the only rushing touchdown, but you could laser time, boys! Travis Kelce shows why he is Travis Kelce. 7 of 8, 117 at a touch. He was impressing his girlfriend and Caitlin Clark. Over on the Texans side, 19 of 28. But, oh my God!
Nothing! Absolutely nothing!
This is the reason why certain teams are playing and certain teams are not. This is one of those mistake games. Stroud getting sacked 8 times. Kansas City defense shows up. Joe Mixon was the only rushing touchdown, and there were no catching touchdowns, and Kami Fairbairn missed 2 field goals twice. But I have to ask you, Chico, for real, without that draft ball bit, why did the Chiefs win? I think the defense. Because Mahomes ain't playing for it. He ain't.
Hey, Jay, will you let me answer the question?
Sorry, go ahead.
Before you get, yeah, it's like, I was just about to say what you just said, but you just, you know.
No, you can say it.
Where you peer into my mind and then pick the thought I was saying. No, seriously, the Kansas City D has been absolutely unmatched in these playoffs, and Houston Texans had absolutely no answer for it. And even if Kaimi Fairbairn had, you know, the best kicking game of his life, there's still the defense to consider. And I got the quote here from Tamika Ryans: knowing what we were up against in this game, we can't make the mistakes that we made. This is true. We had a lot of self-inflicted mistakes that happened, whether it was special teams not converting, defensively not being where we were supposed to be in coverage, offensively not protecting our quarterback and keeping him clean. On top of everything else we have to deal with, that's going to be an uphill battle. The Texans are a good team. They just need better D, and they need to find answers for the best D in the league.
And here's the penalties. Texans 8 for 82. Kansas City 4 for 29. I mean, Twitter is... Okay, by the way, and I'll ask Chico and Ian this. You remember when everyone said, oh, Tom Brady's getting the calls. You can't breathe on them. You know, this is the same fucking thing we've been seeing for 20 years. Since I've been watching football for the past 25 years, you can't touch him. 15 yards, please. You know? So, Kansas City. So, the road to New Orleans is through Kansas City. We'll find out who plays them in a minute. But, oh, doctor. Okay?
Oh, now, hold it. I have some sound bites to pretty much sum it up.
Oh, please.
Yes, because the number one seed in the NFC...
Go, Lions, go! Go, Lions, go!
Well, they were in for a rude awakening.
Hold it, because you wouldn't want to make me mad.
Hey, will you shut up?
Thank you, Chip Kelly. They were in for a rude awakening, and here's what happened.
Cobra, attack!
Die. It's a trap!
The Lions picked the bad day to have a bad day.
Combined with the fact that the Washington Commanders played one of the best games overall that you've ever seen. Okay?
Do not doubt the skill and the threat that is Jaden Daniels. He is the real deal, Holyfield, my friend.
He is the real deal. 22 of 31, 299, two touches, clean game. Thank you, offensive line. There better be a little something-something in the pay envelope for Mr. Daniels.
Rick Wall.
Brian Robinson, two touchdowns running. And Jeremy McNichols, one touchdown running. Terry McLaurin and Zach, everybody hurt, had the touchdowns. But, oh my God. Jared Goff, terrible game. 23 of 40, 313, one touch, three sacks. I'm looking here, and Quan Martin had a touchdown, had a defensive touchdown. I believe that was a pick six.
A pick six.
Okay. And by the way, Terry McLaurin had a touchdown, including that beautiful 58-yard catch and run. David Montgomery tried to throw. That was terrible. Terry Bridgewater even got in the game because Goff got nailed. However, Jahmyr Gibbs helped. 14. Yep. 105 and two touchdowns. Jameis Williams ran it to one, but Blazer.
Blazer time, boys!
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 18 of 10 for 137, no touchdown. Sam LaPorta got a touchdown. However, Jared Goff also fumbled the ball once. Let me tell you something. You know, I remember I was telling you my sister, the esteemed Elizabeth Block, basically said this year that the Commanders were at least one, you know, maybe 2 to 3 years away from actually going to the Super Bowl. In my opinion, they're one game away from going to the Super Bowl.
That's not an opinion. That is a bona fide, certified fact. They are literally a game away from the Super Bowl.
Literally.
Dad.
Yeah, and I'm looking at what Dan Campbell had to say, because, you know, Dan Campbell be Dan Campbelling. He says, I always believe that we... This isn't the time to talk about what a great year we've had and all the wins. We're here to get to the show, and we fell short. Yeah.
But I will tell you that the fact, and now the Commanders being the lowest seed, have to go somewhere. Will they be going to SoFi, or will they be going to Philadelphia? Well, Ian, play who won this game.
P-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yes, they did, in the snow on Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. It started as just sort of my father and I watched all four games. It started as just, a little spit, a little rain. Then the second half, oh my God, it's a fucking ice ball all over again. Okay?
It's turning into one of the great American snow games all of a sudden.
Now, however, the Philadelphia Eagles won 28-22. However, there's a lot that's sus here. Let me explain what I mean. Let me go to the Rams first. Matthew Stafford, 26-44, 2 touches, 7 5.
Okay.
Kyron Williams had a great game, 19 carries, 106, no touches there. But Tyler Higbee had a touch. Colby Parkinson had a touch. Who this guy be?
Who this guy be?
But Puka Nacua 6-14 for 97. Now, and of course, the Los Angeles fumbled 3 times and lost twice. But now, watch this. Jalen Hurts, 15 of 20, 128, 7 sacks.
Wet paper bag.
Indeed.
Yikes.
But.
You know what? As we said before, and we'll see it probably a couple times more after all is said and done, you don't need an arm cannon when you have I had to get a little bit of extra sauce there for Saquon Barkley, who rushed for 208 yards and 2 touches, including a 79-yard
scamper.
Let's call
MVP,
it a scamper.
MVP.
He should be the MVP.
What do you call that soundbite?
That is called the Mega Man X. That's called the Mega Man X Buster.
Okay, but yeah, hey, Carl, what's going on, man?
Nerd. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. There were no catching touchdowns. But I will tell you this: the Eagles and the Eagles Commanders game is going to be very interesting, and I don't think you're going to be that shot at who I pick on this game. Okay.
So
it's the Eagles and the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. So who are the Chiefs going to face? Will it be the Baltimore Ravens or the Buffalo Bills? Well, it's going to be the Buffalo Bills, because the Ravens came back to almost tie. But they went 0-2 on 2-point conversions, including the late game one, which
was a drop. That was a bad drop
by Mark Andrews. But
drop.
Right. However, he ain't to blame for this loss. Lamar Jackson ain't blamed for this loss. The person who needs to be blamed for this loss is Jim motherfucking Harbaugh. You want to know why?
I have an idea, but go on.
Well, okay. Well, Jim Harbaugh actually coaches the Chargers. You may have him confused with his brother, John.
That is correct. John Harbaugh.
Tell me why he gets the blame.
Okay. In the last 5 games that Derrick Henry played, listen to this. December 21st, Baltimore, Pittsburgh win 34-17. Thank you for Pro Football Reference for this. 24 carries, 162. Houston, 31-2. 27 carries, 147. Against your team, Cleveland, 20 carries, 138, and 2 touchdowns. The winning game against Pittsburgh, 28 carries, 114. 28-14, 26 carries, 186 yards. In the loss to Buffalo, the ball was given to Derrick Henry 16 times. 16 for only 84 yards. Why? Why? What got you to the dance? What got you there? What got you to this championship game? It was a combination of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson, again, John Harbaugh put the pressure on Lamar to do the thing when all they had to do was hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, and then we'd be having the Ravens Chiefs instead of the Bills Chiefs. This was a Harbaugh failure through and through. Not Lamar.
Why do you even ponder passing?
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, yeah. I'm looking at the stats here. Lamar Jackson went 18 for 25, 254, and
he wasn't bad.
But here's the thing: he ended up passing it to 9 people. 9 people he ended up passing it to. They're spraying the ball around, but you gotta have a favorite target or two right in the pocket, right? Like you have to have a favorite drink in the pocket, a favorite go-to story in the pocket. You have to have some regularity. Isaiah Likely, who as of late has fit the bill as the favored target, only got 5 targets. He was 4-5, 73 yards and a touch. Should have had more. But
right. And Mark Andrews was 5-7 for 61. The fact is that this just frustrates me to no end, because the Ravens could be, you know, if they just were consistent in the playoffs. This is not, I'm going to say this again, this is not on Lamar Jackson. I'm not blaming him at all. And by the way, thanks to Nick Wright from First Things First for this statistic. How many designed runs were there for Lamar yet on Sunday? 0. None. Okay? Lamar Jackson ran for 39 yards and only 6 times. Okay? If you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson only rushing 22 times combined, you're going to lose. It's unbelievable. Ian, do you agree on this?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, you got a great running game, so why ponder passing all the time? You just ask the Cleveland Browns and
Philadelphia Eagles.
And the Browns went to the passing game when Nick Chubb was hot stuff, and it didn't work out quite well. Whereas the Eagles keep going to their running game, and Saquon Barkley has worked wonders for them. And also there were many, many other examples that I could think of in the playoffs where you should have gone to the running game. One of the more recent ones, including Super Bowl 51, 20-3, enough said, Atlanta. How do they keep
28-3? Yes, yes. But I get my drift. Chico, how frustrating was it to watch this game? Because I'm watching this game and Lamar is throwing at Derrick Henry. How many times did we see Derrick Henry run for over 150 yards?
Derrick Henry run for 100 yards multiple times in a row. I'm talking about at least five, maybe possibly six. Derrick Henry had another 100-yard game in him. Lamar Jackson didn't go to his stud muffin. Why don't you go to your... That's what he's there for. Use him. Now, this isn't on Lamar Jackson. Like you said, Lamar Jackson's not to blame. He's just taking his cues from the coach. And I've said it before. I've said it a couple of weeks ago. Coach, quarterback, general manager, owner need to be on the same page. Owner, the general manager, we're not even talking about them. But the coach and the quarterback were not on the same page.
Derrick Henry had one of the best comeback years in football. Once they started handing the ball to him, okay? Dude almost ran for 200 yards on multiple occasions. He ran for over 100 yards, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times this season. When that happened, did they win? Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, anytime Derrick Henry goes over 100 yards, you win. What the fuck were you doing?
Hey, I got a quote from John Harbaugh. It was uncharacteristic to have turnovers like that. There were opportunities for us to not have those, but we had them. You try to bounce back from them in the course of the game, you can't take them back. Yeah, you know why you had so many turnovers? Now, Lamar Jackson had a fumble.
Yes, a very bad one.
Also
he sucked, that's why.
Also had an interception. Wouldn't have an interception if you ran the ball instead of passing.
Now, moving over to the Buffalo side, Josh Allen wasn't very good. 16-22, 127. But again, you didn't need to because, you ran the ball 36 times for 147, okay? Including Josh Allen scoring two by his own damn self and Ray Davis for one. But again, it goes without saying, and I believe this, was there a fifth picture? No. It goes without saying, Buffalo just did enough to win, but Baltimore should have won this game over bad coaching decisions. Not very good. Not very good at all.
Not very good at all.
Indeed, yes. Again, why ponder passing? He didn't do any playoff games this past week, but we still heard from Paul Allen anyway.
Meanwhile,
we're so freaking lucky.
Yeah, by the way, Carl is showing us his puppy because I need a puppy palate cleanser.
Okay. I don't see
it. Before we go on, can I introduce something real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
For those who can't really see my face when you can only hear the audio, I got three words for all of you. I'm snowed in.
Ooh, okay. Wow.
Like it snowed its ass off today here, and probably I'll never see this again in my life down here.
Bayou snow, it's a new thing.
Got 8.5 inches according to the report. I believe it. I'm looking at it right now.
Yep. Anywho, enough of the pro stuff. It's time for a little fanfare.
Oh!
down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where the Ohio State Buckeyes took Notre Dame to the woodshed, really. They were up 31-7, and the score was pretty much over then. 34-23. Chip Kelly gets his first. No, I'm sorry, not Chip Kelly.
Ryan Day gets his first.
By the way, yes. Jason, you had it right. The fuckwads. You had it right the first time.
I did not say fuckwads. I did not say fuckwads.
I know, but that was you about
Chip,
to.
Chip Kelly no, is was... one of the assistant coaches, by the way.
Okay.
I think he's the offensive coordinator. Am I?
But I have a question. Do you think the tournament was a success?
You know, it did make for some really traumatic games.
And if you're a Big Ten member, yeah.
If you're a Big Ten member, congratulations. You had the tournament to end all tournaments. But again, it's one of those things that it is an improvement on the previous product. There is still room for improvement.
Right. But correct me if I'm wrong, isn't this the first time the Big Ten's won back-to-back in anything?
I want to say it is.
At least in this era.
Yeah. By the way, final score, 34-23, Ohio State, number 8, upset the Fighting Irish. I think the Buckeyes were actually favored, but yeah.
And now we wait another few months for spring practices and 7 months for the first week zeros, and we see where we go from here.
Yep. Meanwhile, a couple. Got the box here. Will Howard. 17-21 for 231. Two touches, no picks. Rushing.
Including that great pass at the end.
Oh, but yes. You know who caught that by any chance?
Who?
I don't know. I was asking.
Oh, okay. Just hold on. Let me get there. Just one second. I will have that for you. Because it was an absolutely spectacular pass. It was. It was Jeremiah Smith, 56 yards for the with 2:38 left in the fourth.
Yeah, he ended up catching for a touch with that 88 yards, including that 56 yarder. Quinshon Judkins also with the touch. Overall, the Irish.
Three touchdowns, 100 yards rushing touchdowns. As well.
That's right. 41 carries. The rushing game was what was the game. They had 41 rushes for 214 to Notre Dame's 26 and 53. Not and very
as,
good.
As for Riley Leonard.
Yeah. Riley Leonard, 22-31 for 255, two touches, no picks. Riley Leonard also ran in one, his own damn self.
But didn't he get smacked around a little bit? Didn't he get hurt?
Steve Angeli had to come in for a series, but yeah. Riley Leonard was basically the rushing game. While Jaden Greathouse was the receiving game. Six out of...
Yeah, go ahead.
Laser time, boys!
Six receptions, 128 yards, two touches. So, yeah, expect great things to come from both of these squads in the future.
Okay.
And now... It's time to be a hero.
It's time to be a hero.
Carl, you want to kick it off?
Sure, why not? What are we doing? Anyway.
Heroes and zeros. Starting with the heroes.
Oh, yes. Well, real easy. Saquon, player. Team Washington.
Copy paste on that one for me.
Make it a triple.
And same here. I also have love for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders defense and the Chiefs defense, and not to mention the Bills. And also, I have, it's time to flip it.
Zero.
Go ahead.
No love for the Lions. Jared Goff is my zero player. Lions defense, the Lions themselves are the zero team. Lions defense is a zero unit. The Ravens offense is a zero unit. And I also got to give a zero to the Clay Martin crew. They obviously have no idea what the fuck constitutes roughing the passer. True, they weren't really the cause of what happened in the Houston-Kansas City game, but they didn't help matters.
But by the way, VRM, who is not here, thinks they need a lever.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, last year I had some choice words for Clay Martin. Well, I still have some choice words for him, too, because people think that he is making a lot of biased calls, and I'm like,
JoJo! Have you learned nothing?
Clay Martin has learned nothing, so I have something to say. I wish Clay.
What in the hell was that?
Or at the very least, I hope he never gets assigned to do any more playoff games involving either the Chiefs or the Browns. And I'm not going to lie here. Half joking, half serious, but if he is ever assigned to do any more playoff games involving the Chiefs and or the Browns, the league office needs to be investigation. The league office needs to be investigated. I'm so verklempt, I can't even say things correctly. Thorough investigation should be made to the league office should Clay Martin never again be assigned to do a playoff game involving the Chiefs or the Browns or both. And I could tell them my blackout time has expired and none too soon.
I was just about to say, did Ian just make a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure reference?
Yes.
Well, it was actually some reality show from not too long ago that it came from.
Oh. Because I would have
close enough.
I would have understood if it was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Anyway, my zero team is the Detroit Lions. My zero player is Mark Andrews and his Butterfingers. He'll get his get back back, but right now he's got to get his...
My zero team it is the Detroit Lions, but I'm going off the board. My zero player is John Harbaugh. Another ill-prepared coaching craptacular. How do you not run Derrick Henry 30 times? How do you not run Lamar 15 times? Run it down their throat and they would be talking about them this week. Sorry. Carl?
Hi, yes.
Zeros.
Team Lions. Jason is right about Harbaugh, but I'm going to do you one better, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Zero players, zero coaches, Harbaugh and Dan Campbell.
Ooh, very right. Okay. Right on. Yeah.
I blame him for Goff's craptacular performance.
Yeah.
Fragile ego. Fragile body.
Weak, but, you know, weak spirit. Yeah. that's that. But we need to sort of mini power up because we only got 8 teams to do it.
All right, Rangers, time to power up.
2, 1, power up.
And you took it last week, so I guess it's my turn now.
And there's only 6 teams left. I'm sorry.
No, there's 8. No, there is 8.
Okay, that's right.
We're starting at the bottom with the Houston Texans, who are still at number 8. Still haven't won a divisional game to save their life. The Los Angeles Rams are locked in at 7. In at number 6, down 2. The Baltimore Ravens. And with the biggest...
drop!
The Detroit Lions. Detroit is in the toilet. There we go. And at number 4, up 1, the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now at number 3 with the biggest jump of the week, the Washington Commanders, thanks to Jaden Daniel. And the number 2 team up 1 is the Buffalo Bills, and still the team to beat.
It's me.
That is the Kansas City Chiefs.
And that's the actual correct ranking. That is the absolute right way to do it. You know, the two AFC teams are better than the NFC teams right now, yep. Today.
Your Super Bowl winner is going to come from the AFC this year.
Back it off there just a little bit.
Eager McBeaver.
Not so fast, but we need to get a little news on here. And Ian, we go to you with a little, let's hit the breaking news sounder, please, for this one. Ian, you have this report.
Yes, I do, because Kevin O'Connell has been extended as the head coach of the Vikings. Let's see here. They agreed to an extension for, let's see, how many more? They agreed to terms to a multi-year contract extension. Doesn't say for how many years, but KO's going to GO with the Vikings for quite some time.
We've graduated Kevin from KO to the notorious KOC.
Right, exactly. And according to Adam Schefter, they're trying to work on the extension of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who was the GM as well. So they're trying to get everybody in their mind right for another Vikings run.
So we'll continue to hear Paul Allen say X in a row for KO. X in a row or KO whenever they go on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
It was 9 in a row for KO at max this season.
Meanwhile, back in since the Detroit Lions shit the bed, the offensive coordinator could go somewhere, and he's staying in the north as Ben Johnson is now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. For now, I'm not, you know, look, Ben Johnson was one of the best offensive coordinators, if not the best offensive coordinators in the league this year, right? Give it a year or two and we'll see. You know, it may be a little rough next year, but let's see what happens in 2 or 3 years.
All right.
Did we talk about Vrabel or no?
We talked about him last week.
Okay, then let's go to That's Ref Ball.
That's Ref Ball.
Yes, we have your officiating crew for Soup 59 in NOLA. Your lead umpire will be Mike Morton, down judge Max Causey, line judge Mark Stewart, field judge Burl Robinson, side judge, it is 4th Super Bowl, Boris Cheek, back judge Jonah Monroe, replay official Kevin Brown, and making his 2nd Super Bowl appearance as the referee, Ron Torbert.
Okay.
Who could this guy be?
What you're about to say?
Hopefully his voice gets better by then.
Yeah, let's hope.
Because in his game, he was struggling.
So I've heard.
We're down to four. We are at two. We're going to get the Super Bowl champions. Let's start with game one first. On Sunday, at 3 o'clock, the Washington Commanders travel to Lincoln Financial Field to play the higher seed, Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia is favored by 6. What's the over-under on this for your degenerate gamblers here?
For our degenerate gamblers here, as I go over to CBS Sports app on my phone and find out that Carolina is losing to Wake Forest, which makes me sad. yes, the Commanders, Eagles. Eagles are a 6-point favorite with the over-under at 47.5.
Okay. I'm going to say this with every fiber in my chest, okay? The Washington Commanders are going to the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles are a bunch of fake, phony frauds. Jalen Hurts ain't that good, and if Saquon Barkley is stopped, the Washington Commanders will win this. Take the under, and I'm going to give Philly the 6. Take the Commanders. They're winning, and they're winning easily in this game.
All right. Dave, if you do not sleep on Jaden Daniels, I'm going to take the Commanders and the points. I'm going to take the under as well, but nobody has had a chance to stop Saquon Barkley. So you stop him, you win the game, but nobody has an answer for him. So yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles to win outright, but give me Commanders and the points.
You think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, and also take the over.
You just said 2 seconds ago, take the Commanders and the under, and then now you just
said. I said take the Commanders and the points. That's
okay.
What I said.
Okay, but you think the Eagles are going to win and take the over?
Correct.
Okay, Ian.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but Jaden Daniels has been hot to trot and he has plenty of room to grow as well, but Saquon Barkley has been lights out for the Eagles. I'm going to pick the Eagles to win, but by less than 6, I'm going to take the Commanders on the line.
Okay. All right. So I'm on my own island for itself. But then we've got this.
Hey, hi, Carl.
So what do you have in this one?
JC, you got room for one more?
I do. Come on in. The island's fine. Talk to me, Carl.
Commanders, take everything and take the over.
Oh, okay. So you believe? I just have to ask why.
They will stop Barkley, and they will stop Hurts, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay. And then, one more time, Chico, we have to play with this team.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah. So, Buffalo goes into Arrowhead, and Kansas City is favored by 2.
But it's really a pick'em.
It is really a pick'em game. And for me, I have said all year that Kansas City is going to 3, it is going to go back to the Super Bowl. And I'm not going to go away now. But the thing is that take Kansas City, give the points, but it's going to be a last-second field goal. And this is going to be another epic game like Kansas City and Baltimore last week. So my Super Bowl this year is going to be the Chiefs Commanders.
All right. My Super Bowl is going to be Eagles, Chiefs. Take the Chiefs, take the points, take the over. We're going to see more Taylor at New Orleans.
And I'll copy paste for that. The Chiefs defense is probably going to give Josh Allen a hard time, but Allen's been spectacular this year, even with wide receivers by committee. But I don't know how Buffalo's window of opportunity is going to be, but as long as Josh Allen keeps on keeping on, it might stay open for a while, but the Bills might very well join John Madden's Raiders, Dan Fouts' Chargers, Dan Marino's Dolphins, Marty Schottenheimer's Browns, Warren Moon's Oilers, the 1990s Chiefs, Phillip Rivers' Chargers as teams that are good but not good enough for Super Bowl. Take the Chiefs by more than 2 points.
Okay.
And Carl.
Oh. This is the part of the show you've all been waiting for.
Oh, boy. Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
My Super Bowl 59 matchup, the Commanders. And fuck the Chiefs getting a third straight Super Bowl.
Whoa. Why?
They slip up, finally. I'm taking the Bills. I'm taking the under.
Wow. Okay.
These are going to finally lose an AFC championship game.
Well, they okay.
In this era.
So you're saying...
Well, you forgot they lost to the Bengals a few years ago, right?
Anyway, give me the Bills, and we'll have a rematch of Super Bowl 26.
Right, but what I'm saying is, do you believe you do remember that they lost to Burrow in his rookie year?
Sophomore year.
Okay. All right. But okay. So you're picking the Bills. Wow. So again. For me, it's Commanders Chiefs. You say Eagles Chiefs, Chico, right?
I do. Eagles Chiefs.
And Ian, you say Eagles Chiefs, right?
Right.
Okay, and we will find that out. Carl, just before we do anything, do you want to do your awards, or do you have other? We can just close it out here, and we can do it another time.
No, it won't take long.
Okay, fine. Okay, Carl, your offensive player of the year.
Actually, we're going to go in a different order here.
All right.
Okay.
You know what, Carl? Floor is yours.
Let's start with rookies.
Okay.
Offensive rookie of the year. Of course, it's obvious, Jayden Daniels.
Right.
Now, defense, I had to do a little bit of research. Looks like Jared Verse of the Rams was the most productive.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
I'm more of an offense guy anyway, so.
Okay, what was your best surprise? Because I have your list.
The Lions getting to 15 wins.
Okay.
And I will mention Vikings at 14.
Your disappointment?
49er season, not returning to the postseason after getting to the Super Bowl last year.
Comeback player of the year.
Derrick Henry.
Oh, good choice. Coach of the year.
You know, I kind of trashed him earlier, but you can't deny the way he got his team there, Dan Campbell.
Best players?
I'm going to start with the defense player of the year.
Okay.
17 and a half sacks. He was one of the – tried to get his team going as best as he could in that late run, but came up a little short. Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals.
That's a good choice, too. Your offensive player of the year?
Okay. Over the years – I'm going to set it up real quick. I usually pick one person for offensive player and one person for MVP, right?
Right.
I never duplicate the award. I never duplicate the award. I know many people have picked Lamar as MVP, not me. Lamar is the offensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Which means MVP, Josh Allen, no. Joe Burrow, no. Getting your team where you were, and you're still in the playoffs, 2,000-plus yards, Saquon Barkley is my MVP.
Thank you. Yeah, he's not going to win it, and that's going to be sad. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a travesty. Like, seriously.
And so, yeah, okay. So we need to plug a little bit before we go. Let's start. Carl, do you want to quickly plug before you go, or do you want to plug anything?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Go for it.
Mentioned last week, BR Gaming on BR90 Gaming on YouTube. Uploaded a few things today since I was stuck at home with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Tecmo Super Bowl. I played a Pro Bowl mode matchup with snow.
Oh, nice.
Out of randomness. And then I went for a more obscure title that I still have in my collection, Super High Impact for the SNES. I did that in two parts because Elgato, you got some spleen to do with your recording shit. P.S. You suck. Anyway, those three videos are up. BR90 Gaming on YouTube, of course. Just search it and you'll find it. Tick, tick.
Okay.
As opposed to TikTok. Anyway. I'm also promote real quick.
Yes.
One more thing, Jay. If you haven't looked at your news outlets today, I would strongly suggest you go look up New Orleans snow pictures, because that's something you'll probably never see again in your life.
We watched it tonight. It was crazy, Mike. You know?
Like, at the house, we got 8 inches, like, literally. Like, I never thought I'd see that. All right. Next.
Ian, your Pigskin post.
Still publishing Tuesdays and Thursdays, my Pigskin post to my Facebook page and sharing with the BS group. I'm on Destination New Orleans with the playoffs, and the college portion is pretty much finished, except for maybe help wanted should any more coaching changes come. And while we're on the subject, you've been waiting for it, so here it is. My final power poll of the season. And I'm going to go this time from top to bottom. Number one, as you expect, the Ohio State University. And number two is Oregon. Number three is Penn State. And number four, with the biggest jump from last year, going up 119 positions, Indiana. That's the Big Ten finished in the top four, 1, 2, 3, 4. It helped that they were all in the playoff. Anyway, number five is Notre Dame. Number six is Boise State. 7, Army. 8, Georgia. 9, Arizona State. 10, Alabama. 11, Syracuse. 12, Navy. 13, BYU. 14, Memphis. 15, Texas. 16, SMU. 17, UNLV. 18, Michigan. 19, Illinois. 20, Tennessee. 21, South Carolina, 22, Louisville, 23, Ole Miss, 24, Kansas State, and last year, number 25 was Miami of Ohio. This year, 25 is Miami of Florida. I'm not going to go over everyone who went in and out of the top 25 between last year and this year, but I'm going to make a note that the biggest jump between the postseason and the start of the postseason and the final power poll was 24. USC went up to 43. And the biggest
drop
in the postseason, down 29 was to 71, was Georgia Tech. And this one, Kennesaw State, the newcomer, finished at 127, and the biggest. The Beasties just don't do any justice this time. The biggest. Biggest collapse, down 124 positions to 130, Florida State. Well, what?
Oh my God, what a disaster. Nikki, our good friend Nikki Haman was both a Florida State fan and a Detroit Lions fan.
Yeah, disappointing. Yeah, yes, and they were number 5 last year in 130, but why 124? Well, the discrepancy was they finished below Kennesaw State, which was not even in FBS last year, and the bottom feeder last year at 133 was Kent State. This year it's Kent State at 134, again down again because they're at 134 because of Kennesaw State. Well, Kent State can only get better from there. Hopefully it helps that they have a state champion in Avon quarterback Nolan Good committed to the Golden Flashes for the coming season. But we'll see what happens next year. But that's quite a ways away. For my Pigskin Post, I'll be previewing Thursday. I'll be previewing the conference championships. And if there's any coaching changes going on, I will notify you there. But other than that, that's pretty much all we're covering with the NFL and stuff. And on my Facebook page, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and with the BS group as well. And I'll be back next time. And by the way, I'm not going to be on the North Coast next week. I'm planning to be on the road. Yes, the King of the North Coast is going to be the King of the Road, and I'll be taking my equipment with me down, and I'm planning to visit Florida next week and the week after. So expect me to do the show next time from considerably warmer conditions, especially warmer than where I am right now. But I'll tell you something, right now, I would much rather be here than in Southern California.
Indeed.
I'm very serious about that. And I hope Southern California continues to recover from all the wildfires that they've been going through. Anyway, I'll be back next time from the Sunshine State.
Hey, come down here. You can play in the snow.
Yes. Chico, you there?
Yeah, present.
Okay, so we need to talk about what we're going to be talking about on WLTI, which is more Drag Race, more Jeopardy, more Pop Culture Jeopardy, more Celebrity Jeopardy, and all the game show news and stuff and the Super Toilet will be back.
Yep,
of course.
And guess what we're reviewing?
What's that?
The Joe Schmo Show.
Oh, right. I have to DVR that.
That's fun.
DC agrees. Anyway.
Yeah, but of course there's that. And of course it was a thing.
Yes, it was a thing we released early Sunday night. It was Bridget Loves Bernie, the story of a cab driver / writer and love with a school teacher in the big city. There's just one problem. I'll leave it to y'all to figure that one.
Okay.
But there you have it. And a new episode on Thursday. But in the meantime, it's all at It Was a Thing on TV.com.
So, take us home.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Next week, it's the last one before the big one. We crown champions, and we get ready for our trip to New Orleans. It's going to be fun. For Carl, for Ian, for JB, I'm Chico. Thank you ever so much for listening. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Say goodnight, Jay.
Goodnight, Jay.
Goodnight, everybody. Enjoy the championship football.